welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This weekend, Boston marked the 40th anniversary of the court ruling that used busing to desegregate the city's public schools. Well, the district is currently dealing with another busing issue, one that critics say could once again disadvantage certain students with the greatest need for quality public education. Starting this fall, Boston Public Schools will no longer provide busing for most 7th and 8th graders. They'll be given a weekly MBTA pass to get to and from school. Now, most Boston high school students already use the T to get to school, but critics like Michael Curry, president of the Boston branch of the NAACP, say that adding Boston's preteens to an already overcrowded public transportation system is the wrong choice and could put children in harm's way. Michael Curry joins us now. Welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here.
Also with us today is Carl Allen. He's director of transportation for the Boston Public Schools. Carl Allen, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
So I'm going to hear from you in a moment, Carl, but Michael Curry, I just wanted to start with you and ask you, what's your chief concern about BPS's plan to have most 7th and 8th graders get to school by the T?
There's so much here that's just bad policy, and the way I often frame this is there's a tale of two cities. That if you live in parts of Boston, Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan, then your chief concern for your kids, high school or middle school, is the violence that those kids walk out into the streets and have to see or possibly experience. It's the drugs. It's the risks that happen between school, between their homes and the school. If you live in other parts of Boston, then maybe your biggest fear is just crossing the street. We accept that for our high school students, and we've accepted that. But the challenge is we can't accept that for 11 to 14-year-olds who are greater risk and greater harm. And that's chiefly the concern. The other side of it is just the access to quality. Mm-hmm. That if you live in Tale of Two Cities, if you live in some neighborhoods, you have an easy access to a quality school. If you live in parts of Boston, again, Dorchester, Roxbury, parts of Mattapan, you don't have easier access and your transportation would be longer.
Okay, great. So there's a lot of issues to get to here, and let's start doing that one by one. Carl Allen, first of all, just explain to us, for people who don't know, why, what was behind BPS's decision to give 7th and 8th graders, most of them, not all, but T-passes rather than taking them on the traditional yellow school buses?
So there is a financial story kind of that set the context for this. The city and the school district were facing a substantial fiscal challenge. There were menus of options, things that the district were considering. This was an option that was looked at. It does represent about $8 million in savings for the school district, which is a substantial amount of money. It's about as much money as we spend for school police officers, to give some perspective about the cost of 100 teachers or so. And that significant amount of money was identified as a potential savings by making this change. But mostly, you know, we understood based on our current experience that we have about 1,800 students in the middle grades already using the MBTA. And these are at schools that have adopted these policies on their own outside of district policies, outside of, district having a centralized policy on the matter. And their experience has been largely positive. The flexibility for students to participate in after-school program, to even come to school early.
Right. So you have 1,800 already, but now we're looking at, what, more than 4,000 potential students?
It's another about 4,500 students that would be moving from corner bus service to...
And these are students who are what? 12, 13, 14 years old?
That's correct.
I mean, so to my mind, there is a substantial difference between a preteen and a teenager when it comes to, you know, basically putting them on crowded public transportation every day. I mean, a teenager, you might think, all right, well, they're old enough to handle themselves, but a 12, 13-year-old?
Well, I think we do understand that is a concern that some people have. I think when we approached the issue, we looked at the past experience of our current middle grade students riding the T. We looked at the reality that many of our middle grade students are already, even if they're assigned a yellow bus or they're walkers, they're already using the MBTA. They're already walking through the same neighborhoods that Mr. Curry addressed as concerns. Our walkers and our bus riders are already walking to those neighborhoods. So there is somewhat of an additional walking burden that we are, you know, asking students and families to take on. But we also think that the difference in safety in terms of riding on the actual MBTA vehicles, there are certain aspects of riding on the MBTA that one could argue might actually be safer than riding on a yellow bus.
Okay, so hang on there. Michael Curry, come back in here, because I see that you want to have a say. So go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it's funny. I don't know if Carl has kids, but I have an 11-year-old, and there is nowhere in the world, one, anyone who references what an 11, 12, 13-year-old wants to do doesn't have kids. Because the reality is we as adults can identify the safety concerns, the risks that our children experience to and from school and in our neighborhoods. So if my son wants to ride the T because he thinks it's more fun, it's me as the parent that has to determine the risk, the violent risk, the risk of level three sex offenders within some communities more than others in Boston. And I think where Carl sort of gets confused is that if kids want to ride the T because it's fun, the reality is that's not the story we're getting as well. That many of these kids have been bullied, harassed, walk through neighborhoods that are infested with gang activity. Mm-hmm. That's the real story. And I always use the Latin phrase, res ipsa loquitur. The thing speaks for itself.
Right.
Doesn't require a lot of data.
Well,
it's the reality.
Let me let Carl Allen respond to that. I mean, Michael Curry is saying that, that the reality is quite different than
what we might want to believe.
We're
not stipulating that the students think that it's fun. We think that from the experience that we've had and from the experience of the schools and partners that have students that utilize the MBTA in order to access after school programs, they're able to get to school early, that it actually offers more flexibility and a lot of additional benefits that we cannot provide with our yellow bus service. So we believe that there are real benefits there. And so that it's not just that it's fun.
Right. So, Michael, let me bring another point that Carl made a little earlier, that this could amount to an $8 million savings, which, I mean, while in the grand scheme of BPS's budget as a whole, which is many, many, many times that, it might not seem like a lot, right. It's still not insignificant, though.
Right. It's not. Here's the reality. I've been doing government relations most of my adult life. The reality is these decisions come down to a values judgment. If you have a different mayor, and I'm a huge fan of Mayor Walsh's, but this is a conversation about a mayor's judgment, a superintendent's judgment. There are many parts to move around to figure out what you think is valuable, what you think is necessary within the judgment of a budget. That's the case here. The mayor needs to go find $8 million elsewhere if safety is the most important priority to this administration. If not, we'll be back here interviewing with you about a middle schooler being murdered, raped, experienced. And that's not, and we all say this, and this is true, it's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen.
Well, let's just hope that that it never does. But but Carl Allen, I did want to actually turn back to you briefly for another point that Michael Curry made, which really caught my attention, and he also wrote about it in The Globe, as you know. And that is that financial issues aside, the choice of putting middle schoolers, 7th and 8th graders, on the MBTA might be especially hard for some families who are already quite disadvantaged, worried about their children's safety, but they are the families more than anywhere who need to get their kids to those quality public schools in Boston that the new school assignment system is supposed to help with. And this just might make it that much harder for those families in need.
Well, so we've done a really exhaustive analysis with the MBTA, actually placing all of our current students, kind of a simulation exercise, onto their MBTA trip planner to see what their journey to school would be like and compare it to the yellow bus journey. Now, we've prepared to offer waivers to students for whom the journey to school would entail more than two transfers or for whom the journey to school would be longer than 60 minutes. That's a standard that we currently have for our yellow bus riders. You know, make no mistake, if a student is able to choose and if a student lives in Hyde Park and they're able to choose a school in East Boston, that's a long journey on a yellow bus or using the MBTA. In some situations like that, if a student's able to utilize especially a rail portion of the MBTA, their journey on the MBTA might be faster. And when we looked across the system as a whole, there was actually only about a 5-minute average increase if we took this year's middle schoolers and put them on the MBTA. Mm-hmm. But then when you take that and you add on the flexibility, some of the other benefits, which I think are real of this proposal, then that's kind of how we made this calculus.
So we're saying it's a proposal. Does that mean that it's not 100% certain to start in September?
No, we are working to implement this proposal. It's been voted on by the school committee.
Okay. So we've just got about 20 seconds left here. Michael Curry, you get the last thought for the day. I mean, you've laid out your concerns, but at this point, it seems to be going forward.
Yeah, the devil's in the details. The reality is if you live in Boston and you have a middle schooler, would you want your child to walk through the neighborhoods that we're talking about? And the reality is go to the BPS website and look at the violent statistics and where they are. Go to the websites and look at the sexual predators. Go to the websites and look at the trauma that's being experienced in our city. Res ipsa loquitur. It speaks for itself. This plan is bad. It's a bad decision, and we're going to fight it.
Michael Curry, president of the Boston NAACP, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Carl Allen, director of transportation for Boston Public Schools, thanks as well.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.